Proclamation number 5253 of 12th of November, 1951. Office of the Word Recipient. Graces and duties. You have been given a beautiful task to be mediators between me and people. This mediation requires the fulfillment of conditions, but it also imposes duties. You are required to engage in spiritual work which is indispensably necessary for the redemption of the spiritual. I can only demand such work where the ability to do it exists, which is why I choose my co-workers from amongst people who are certainly all called to it but not all of whom meet the demands made on such work. I choose for myself those whom I deem suitable for it. A mediatorial office is also connected with a certain distribution of grace because otherwise a person's strength would not be sufficient to be able to administer it. For this means a mediation of something divine to people who suffer a lack of it. But if a person is to give something divine to his fellow human beings, then he must first receive it himself and then pass it on, i.e., receive as much as an unusual grace which he does not deserve in itself because his state of maturity has not reached the degree to be provided with divine emanation of grace. Yet people's spiritual need requires unusual help, that is, a supply of spiritual strength which can only reach them by way of mediation. Therefore, only those people are suitable as mediators who completely turn thull towards me, who have established the relationship of a child with me and humbly appeal to me for an influx of grace in order to be able to help their fellow human beings whose spiritual hardship they recognize and whom they would like to help. I gladly take these people into my service and bless their love for me and their fellow human beings and shower them with blessings, because I truly know that they also make good use of them. But I look into the hearts of those who want to serve me and consider each one according to the state of his heart. And thus I judge according to the degree of unselfish neighborly love, for this determines the measure of grace I can now bestow. This is the first condition to serve me as a mediator, that pure unselfish neighborly love fills him, because only this establishes the bond between him and me and makes him suitable to be a mediator. Furthermore, he must be filled with the desire to experience what is good, right and true about me and to pass this very good, right and true on in the knowledge that his fellow human beings lack it. And he must ask me from the bottom of his heart and in deepest humility that I help all people through him. Then I will distribute my gifts of grace unmeasured and leave no request unfulfilled, for it is my servant's spiritual hardship which prompts him to make himself available to me and his fellow human beings. And thus he is suitable as a co-worker in the great act of salvation and is accepted by me. 12th of the 11th, 1951. But now he also has duties. To work with the treasure of grace which he now constantly receives from me. For he is a mediator. He shall establish the connection between me and people, he shall also distribute the gifts which are intended for everyone, he shall step in where my direct activity is not yet possible. I want to give all people what they need, yet for the most part they make it impossible for me. They cannot be provided for in a supernatural way, and therefore I avail myself of willing people who are now active on my behalf, who mediate between me and people. The work of passing on my treasure of grace is of utmost importance and must be urgently demanded by me when servants offer themselves to me for work in my vineyard. The transmission of my word to earth would be completely useless if it were only to serve one person, even though it is also intended to help him achieve beatitude. But the activity of love, which is demanded by my word, consists of giving, of distributing what the other lacks. But I let my word shine down to earth because the whole of humanity suffers from a lack of it and because it has to be conveyed to them in a way which does not force them to believe. This can only happen through people who are so in contact with me that they hear my word but who are also in contact with their fellow human beings in order to pass it on again. Therefore, anyone who receives my word as a mediator has a great work to do. To be the proclaimer of my word, to speak whenever the opportunity presents itself, to direct fellow human beings' thoughts towards me and to always mention my love and my activity, in short, to carry my gospel out into the world. Such a mediatorial office should not be felt as a burden. It should be administered with joy and devotion and be the epitome of serving love. It is the greatest work of love that a human being can do, to save the soul of a fellow human being from darkness. It is the greatest work of mercy to help a sick soul to recovery, and it is an exceedingly pleasing work of filial love to me when my mission is fulfilled in humility and obedience. What I give is always intended for all my creatures if they do not oppose it, if they do not reject my gift of grace. Therefore you, my messengers of love and light, my laborers in my vineyard, should spare no effort when it comes to spreading my teaching of love. You should eagerly proclaim the gospel to your fellow human beings. You should inform them of the knowledge which also makes you happy yourselves, and you should testify to my love and might. You should present me to people as a God of love, as a father who longs for his children and imparts his word to them so that they will become blessed. You shall proclaim me in my love, my wisdom and might. And then you shall rightly administer the office for which I have chosen you. Amen.